call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. It was actually quite a joy to be able to celebrate two birthdays today. It was raining when in the morning, so I postponed things. When it was nice midday, went outside and did my celebrations. I especially obviously enjoyed the one for Julia. I hope she found humor in it. I also took my life in my own hands today. I did really, really high-risk activities. I went to the store and bought a pack of 9 rolls of toilet paper and walked home publicly brandishing this pile of toilet paper. No one assassinated me. No one attacked me. I got home free. It was a daring event. But anyway, I thought it was funny. I stopped at some friends and we had a little laugh. But I also obviously did a video today on my reconcile effort, and I did a little different because I did about history. You know, I am really concerned what's going to happen to my family, the next generation, in total, because I've said it many times, and I'm hearing other people say it. We are living 1920s Germany. So I did a video kind of on the subject of what had been, but I mentioned that. And I was going to close with obviously the idea of nothing new under the sun kind of thing. I even had the passage in front of me just so I could read it. But I did talk briefly at the end about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and did mention that, you know, I don't know how much these stories are embellished. But one of the things that I have felt for a long time, I can think of two right off the bat. There's probably others, but I can think of two moments in movies that I said, that's a model. One is the one that I've talked about, Richard Wurmbrand, who, it's the moment he's in the theater and he gets up to speak about how the rest of the institutional churches were falling in line with the Soviet Union. And he said no. And the thing that stood out so strongly about that was not what he said, but what his wife said about not being married to a coward. And, you know, that stood out. That really stood out to me. I don't know why, but anyway. But the other is, I did watch the movie about Bonhoeffer. And again, you know, these things, I know you embellish some and simplify. But from what I understand, according to the witness, the German soldier who witnessed the event, he was stripped naked, went to the noose to be hung. And the German soldier said, "I have never seen someone at such peace. And that's been a model for me." It, you know, it doesn't really matter how much is embellished or whatnot. You know, there's a story about the apostle Peter allegedly being crucified upside down because he didn't want to die like Jesus. He didn't feel worthy. You know, that's how much that's embellished, because that's obviously from third-party sources and from what I understand, not necessarily reliable. But, you know, it really doesn't matter. But when I did the video today, instead of doing closing with, there's nothing new under the sun, because I had it in front of me to say it, I decided to use, I fought a good fight, I finished the course, I kept the faith. I can't emphasize how much I want to live that. And obviously, I don't know if I will, but I want to. I really want to. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.